This goes to Dr. Murray, Murray, fax 989-463-9360, regarding Ronald Simonovic, S like Sam, I, M like Mary, O, N like November, O, V, I, C. Date of birth 1-17-1945. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Simonovic with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, gross proteinuria, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was July 1st of 2024. His weight is unchanged, and he states he's been feeling fairly well for the last 6 months. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Mild dyspnea on exertion that is unchanged. None at rest. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. Urine is clear. And no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight the maximum dose of lisinopril, 40 milligram daily, and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 190.8, pulse is 65, and blood pressure 138 over 60. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done December 30th, 2024. Creatinine is slightly higher than previous levels. It's 1.8. Estimated GFR is 38. Albumin 3.9. Calcium 9.6. Sodium 135. Potassium 4.6. Carbon dioxide 21. Phosphorus is 3.6. The urine protein to creatinine ratio is high at 13.92, indicating gross proteinuria. And his hemoglobin is 13.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly higher creatinine level this time. So I've asked the patient to get labs every 3 months. Two, gross proteinuria, and we will have him collect a 24-hour urine for protein to better quantify the amount of protein in the urine and see if there's other treatment that we can use to help decrease the proteinuria and preserve kidney function. Three, diabetic nephropathy, and four, hypertension is currently at goal. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.